From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. So what we want to talk about is the sneeze that you heard. The coronavirus is weighing havoc on the markets. So today, in this segment, what I want to talk about is what economic news came out, what the stock market's doing, what the bond markets are doing. Then I'm going to explain investing. Basically, I'm going to break it down to its simplest terms. What I monitor is what we call the mortgage-backed securities markets. And those are that's the instrument that determines or dictates or creates mortgage rates. So what happened this week? Well, there was some economic news that came in. Some really good news is the consumer price index, which is it's a gauge of inflation. It actually came in right in line. There's like three or four different models that come out. Most of them came in line, and one came out just a little cooler than expected. That's great news when it comes to mortgage rates and the Fed. And I'll explain that in a second. But the coronavirus, what's happening there is you might understand why it's playing havoc in the market. You might not. So what'll happen is it's making a big portion of China shut down. And I actually had lunch with Steve Cortez last week, and he put a lot of it in perspective with me because he was an analyst on, he was actually a hedge fund trader and bond trader on Wall Street. Then he became a Fox News contributor and a CNBC or CNN, yeah, CNBC, like Squawk Box voice and some other things. And so he was saying, here's what's happening. In China, what they do is it's basically product on demand. So they don't, the economy basically right now doesn't hold a lot of inventory. And the reason being is there's carrying costs. So to keep the cost down as low as possible, they make it on demand. So if you want a product, let's say I want 100 widgets, the order gets pinged out and they make it and ship it ASAP. They can make it basically within 24 hours and ship it. That avoids the inventory costs. Okay, so that's the havoc in China. Other components of that is if all that stuff is turned off, the manufacturers are turned off right now because of the virus, there's a lot of other things that are playing havoc. One thing is oil prices. You probably saw oil. Well, you don't really see this that much at the pump because the oil companies or the gas companies don't really play. They don't want to publish this out too much, but oil prices are below. They're trending below $50 a barrel right now, which is extremely low. You saw our gas prices come down in some areas. On my way to the station this morning, I ran past one gas station that the gas was $2.28 a gallon. And like 5 miles down the street, it's $2.60 something. So there's a lot of manipulation there. But let's get on to, you know, some of the things that are affecting the markets. But what I monitor is the bond market, especially what we call the MBS markets. So when you're investing, there's two elements or two pieces of the puzzle, or let's say two buckets where you can invest in. All right. So you have $100 and you want to invest in something. So there's a bucket with stocks and there's a bucket with bonds. You can throw, if the economy's killing it and everything's going great, the economy's good, employment's good, you know, inflation numbers are down, you know, manufacturing is up, consumer spending's up, all this stuff, everything's firing on all cylinders, you're going to throw all $100 into the stock bucket. And that's what's happening. However, there's so much euphoria in that market. There's even a gauge that I follow. It's kind of it's what they call a greed index, saying that the market's overpriced. So don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you, probably within 6 months, you're going to see a pretty decent correction in the market. But hopefully I'm wrong. I'm not a stock analyst, but what I try to do on this part of it is watch the bond market. So part of the bond market, part of the bond investing, is an instrument called the mortgage-backed securities market. What it does is it batches a whole bunch of mortgages together, sells them off as bond offerings. So it's a bond. Okay? So when there's money not really going into the bond market, it causes the prices to drop. When the prices drop, that means you're paying less for a bond. It drives the yield or the rate, or in essence, in our case, the mortgage-backed securities, it'll make mortgage rates go up. Okay, there's kind of an anomaly going on right now, is we're seeing both entities going up. What's happening, though, is the Fed is coming in and filling in a big gap there because they're buying tons of bonds to keep that rate artificially lower right now. That's why I'm a huge proponent now is lock, refinance, do something. Rates are 1% lower today than they were a year ago at this time. The Fed is going to stop buying bonds in March, between March and April. And they're buying billions of dollars worth of bonds. So what's happening right now is we're seeing, you know, here's the instruments that I follow. And this is what you should follow as well. Even if you just have a 401k or stock investments or retirement plans, let's say you don't care about what mortgage rates are doing. So you're like, Dan, I don't care what's going on in the bond market. Well, let me teach you a little bit about what's going on in the financial markets, because I watch both of them. But what I really try to focus in is the bond market, especially the MBSs, mortgage-backed securities, because they dictate, I won't say my life, but they determine mortgage rates. And I post every day. If you would, follow me on YouTube. It's the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I do that on YouTube every night, or I try to every night. Some nights I don't get home till real late and I can't do it. But I post, you know, what's going on, what happened to the markets today, what the economic calendars are for the next day, the next week, and then my assumption on what's going to happen, basically on trends, on charts, and a whole bunch of other things. So check it out. And again, if you want to call me, you can call me my office number. Let me give you the phone number to reach me at What I Do. It's 844-775-LOAN. Okay? And loan is 5626. So this week, some news came out that refinances are up 207% since last year at this time. 207%. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you, at least give me a call or email me your mortgage statement. See what you can get. What's the worst thing that can happen? The worst thing is I come back and say, you know what? You're good. The rate you have is phenomenal. I had Paul, he called me the other day, and then he emailed me his mortgage statement. Paul, when he called me, he said, Dan, I'm looking to refinance. I just bought about a year ago. My rate is 4.75, and I'm trying to save some money. So I said, okay, Paul, give me the basics of your loan term. So he gave me all the information. So I do some research, and I get back with him in about 5 minutes. I said, well, I got great news. Based on the information you gave me, I should be able to get you a rate at 3.5% on a 30-year fixed. And he said, that's awesome. I don't really know what I'm doing with this. I'm trusting you with this. I said, but do me one favor. Send me a copy of your mortgage statement. Let me tie all this together. Let me make sure you got what you have. I can do what I can do. Your balances are that. I'll look up the value of your home. I'll do a little more detailed research on his application. So Paul sends me a copy of his mortgage statement. Miraculously, I'm flicking through it, and I'm like, you know what? So I call him. I'm like, dude, you realize I just looked at your mortgage statement. Your rate is 3.25. It's not 4.75. He's like, I don't know what I was thinking. So what did I do? And he said, I'm being inundated with phone calls, emails, mailers that I need to refinance. I said, you know what? Your rate is phenomenal. Don't do anything. And when somebody calls you, they email you, they text you, they send you mail, throw it away or just say you're not interested, because you are in the best position you are. The 3.25 rate, he has a 3.25 30-year fixed rate. That's crazy. Keep it. I'm the last one to say, oh, you know what? Let's refinance that so I can make a paycheck and you can skip a mortgage payment. No, I'm not in the business to do that. I'm not in the business to deceive you to say, to make a buck. So let's go back to the MBS market. So what I monitor on a daily basis, and again, follow me on YouTube if you would, the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I follow the mortgage-backed securities market, and I watch that diligently. And a lot of the news that I follow is inflation indexes, consumer price indexes, the freight index, manufacturing, employment, unemployment, all these things. And I try to make a determination of what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day, the next week, the next month. And take it from there. Right now, there's euphoria in the stock market. People are pumping in money hand over fist. And again, the government is buying bonds to keep that artificially low. Here's what my assumption is going to be. When the government stops buying bonds, you're going to see an uptick in rates if that happens. Conversely, I think this coronavirus, because it's shutting down basically half of the manufacturing in the world, we're going to see a hiccup in that market, and you're going to see a correction. Because as we saw, if you watch this or you watch my channel, or just watch the news. 2 weeks ago, when the coronavirus kind of hit the news hard, the stock market dropped 600 points. There are more people lost their lives with the flu than the coronavirus. So it was just, I won't say an excuse for the markets to crash, but the market's teetering on thin lines right now. And I think any big sneeze or any big hiccup anywhere is going to play havoc in the markets. And is there going to be a recession? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's going to be a good correction, I feel, in the markets, which is going to help mortgage rates 6-8 months from now. So we have the Fed coming in, keeping rates artificially low for the next couple more months. And then I think we're going to see a diversion from risky assets, which is stocks, into bonds. And that's going to help the market continually go through the end of the year. So that's my economic and stock market update of the day. Don't go away. When we get back, we're going to have some special guests. I have a high-end builder. We're going to ask a bunch of questions on how to, you know, what you need to do if you're looking to build a home, where he's located, what's the process. Is it harder to build a home than we think? And that's I'm going to have a lot of questions for him when we come back. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you have any questions for us, please don't forget to call. The best way to get a hold of me during the show is 833-DAN-FRIO, and Frio is F-R-I-O. So, it's that time of year. It's coming that time of year where you're looking, a lot of people are looking to buy homes, especially with the economy going as well as it is. You have employment going well. You have wages going really well. You have the stock market building wealth. So now it's time. A lot of people are saying, you know what? I really want to get into home ownership. So you have two choices. One, you can buy a pre-existing home, or the next one, you can build your own home. And I asked Bill Vessel to come in from Blackjack Builders, and he's also accompanied by Julie McElyea with Remax Hometown Properties. And what I want to talk, this is my show that I'm going to ask a bunch of questions, because I'm on my like fourth or fifth home, and it freaks me out to think about, it's hard enough to find a house to buy and buy, let alone look to build something. To me, we remodeled my kitchen, and that was the closest to divorce I've ever been. So welcome, guys, and welcome, ladies. Bill, I'm going to put you up first. Tell us a little, give us like kind of your bio, and you know, what do you do? How do you do it? How long you been doing it? What kind of homes? Floor's yours. I just want you to get the word out.
All right. I'm Bill Vessel, obviously, with Blackjack Builders, and I have been building since 1991. Whoa. For 28, 29 years. And I'm a semi-custom/custom builder, so depending on what homeowners are looking for, I do anything from multifamily homes, duplexes ranging in the 230s, okay, on up,
yeah,
to and villas and a villa, which is a smaller single-family home. And then I also get into custom straight up with homeowners, and they get to pick and do their choices what they want to do. And you know, I'm a one-on-one home custom builder with homeowners.
Okay, cool.
So
Julie, are you at the sites that he has most of the time? You're there, and they can reach out to you to kind of get that process started. Is that how it works?
Yes. So okay. Almost everything that Bill has available, I have through our MLS, and then it's marketed through there. So I'm usually the first point of contact.
Okay. So where are you? Like, what areas do you have? I think, do you have three subdivisions going in now?
We have three. We're okay. We're working on the fourth one right now. And I build right now. I've been building in the Will, Grundy County areas.
Okay.
Everything from all the way from Braidwood all the way out to Newark, as far as Plainfield and Elwood. So it's just kind of all over the place, being that I'm custom.
Okay. So now I'm going to start throwing my questions out there. Like I said, I'm just being honest. Buying a house, when we bought our first house, I think my wife looked at like 60 homes. I don't know how, God bless you realtors, because I would have kicked her out after like three. But it's hard enough to buy a home that's already there that you just have to get financed. I can't imagine building a home. So I want to build a home. Do I have to go to your subdivision where you are and build there? Or can I have my own land and you come out and build there?
You can have your own land.
Okay.
A lot of times homeowners, if they have no idea what they want to do, we either help them find a property someplace and tell them the steps that they must have to do to put up that home.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, Julie, do you deal with land? Like, let's say I want to build in Plainfield, but I don't want to build, no disrespect, I just don't want to build in that subdivision, per se.
Right.
So I want to say, you know, there's a lot out there that I kind of like, or here's what I'm looking is a lot that I want to buy. Can you help me with that piece of the puzzle?
Yes.
Okay.
So we can do both the land and also the build part.
Okay.
So you can do both.
So together. Now I go to Julie and I find the lot. I'm just going to say, let's play outside the box a little bit. So now I want to build my own house. I wanted, you know, 5 acres. I wanted a little stream in the backyard and whatever. And you, God bless you, found that for me. So now I go in and I buy that property. One, we'll get to the piece of the puzzle where we do the financing of the home, but how hard is it to get a lot loan or a land loan?
It's actually not that difficult, depending on whatever you want to put down as far as the percentage down for your down payment.
Okay.
You can actually wrap the entire loan into one, so the build and the land.
Okay.
Or, like with Bill, you could also have him buy the land and build. And
gotcha.
So you could go either route depending on what you're wanting to do.
I also have Alan here, Alan Platt. He's on my team, and he deals with a lot of the construction loans, the high-ender loans, the jumbo loans. And so welcome here back with us, Alan.
Thanks, Dan.
So we have a one close loan, and we'll get to that maybe in segment two, where you can go in and we can finance the land and the building and everything into a one close. So, all right, now walk me through this. Julie found me this awesome property. Now I want to start building stuff. Just walk me through it. Let's crawl, walk, and run, I guess.
Yes. Once we find a piece of property, we see what we have to work with on the property, what the requirements are for that certain town. A homeowner will come to me. They might have a plan in mind or they might not.
Like blueprints?
Blueprints. Okay. I will help them find something or have something drawn up for them.
Okay.
And then, but meanwhile, while that's going on, I can give them a quote on, you know, what the price of the house will be, whether it's a ranch or a two-story.
Okay.
We try and make it as easy as possible for a homeowner, so that way they only have to deal once with what they want to do. Their choices, give them anything they want. A lot of times homeowners find things online for ideas and different things. You know, homeowners are welcome to do that. It makes it more custom for them. A lot of builders do not do that nowadays.
Okay. Because I see a lot of these, you know, these developments going up, and they're just cookie cutter homes, and nothing against them. I mean, they serve a purpose, and they just they throw those things up, and then you can go in and customize maybe the toilet you want to, you know, in there or something like that.
Right.
But yours is, can it be complete, just everything?
Completely whatever
the
they
way
want.
I want it.
Yes.
Okay.
Completely whatever they want. And that's the whole part of being custom.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So the areas that you have, the three developments you have and then the fourth one coming, what are those going to be like? Are those going to be somewhat custom, or is the phrase track built? Is that?
It's going to be, I'd say semi-custom, because what we're doing is we have four different plans going in there.
Okay. Got it.
So, I mean, it's not like somebody can bring a plan and we're going to put it up in there. They're going to pick one of the four plans.
Gotcha. Okay.
But they're going to have all the higher end things.
And they, a lot of times, they'll work with you on that part of it?
Yeah. So usually how it works is, depending on what plan they pick, they'll meet with Bill and I together. And okay. then if they want to move walls, change the number of rooms, that sort of thing, we can do all that with them from the beginning.
Gotcha. So where's your newest development right now?
The newest development's in Shanahan.
Okay.
It would be in Will County, part of Shanahan.
Okay.
It's got all wooded. They back up to wooded lots. They're all either going to be walkout or English basements, cool. which is people are looking for that nowadays. So there's nobody in their backyards. Everybody's got their privacy in the backyard, and it's an exclusive thing.
Okay.
So
I want to build a house in that area. So I'll swing by Saturday, say. And Julie, when are you usually there?
So we have open houses every Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 4. At one of our models in Shanahan
okay.
right now. We're in the process. We have another development in Minooka that's going to also have a spec home that we're building plus a model. And those will be somewhat same hours, but we're pretty much available because we're both local. We
okay.
can meet whenever.
What's the best way? How do they approach if they want to get started with this?
They call me.
Call you.
Yes.
What's the best contact information for you?
Sure. My phone number is 815-474-2244. So they either call or text me and we kind of set up a meeting from there to figure out what they're wanting to do.
Got it. How about email?
My email is my first and last name. So it's Julie, J-U-L-I-E, my last name, M-C-E-L-Y-E-A at remax.net.
Got it. So where could someone go to see the homes that you build or you're in the process of building? Check out Black Builders. Okay.
Facebook, yes.
And is it Blackjack Builders?
Yes.
Okay. So go to Blackjack Builders. You can see some of the homes there.
And then also they can look on the MLS too. So if they're looking on Zillow or any of those websites, all of the homes are available through there too.
So when we come back, what I want to talk about is the financing piece of this, because a lot of times I've been doing this a long time and there was always, you had to buy the lot. Which that in the past has always been tough. And you, God bless you, man. You've been through the crash.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll have a little segment about that. So when you said how long you've been doing this, I'm like, most of us either crashed and burned and got the heck out of the business, or we survived and I think we're much stronger for it. But when we come back, what I want to talk about is how do we go about the process in a little more detail of how to get into the home. So if you have any questions for us, please call 833-DAN-FRIO. Also, what I'm going to do is I'll post it on all my social media, and especially YouTube, because we have a huge following in YouTube. I'll put down in the description below how to get a hold of Julie and Bill, all their social media links and their contact information. If you miss any of the shows, you can go to themortgageupdate.net. And you can find all of my previous shows as well as my sponsors. So if you would please support these guys, and I'll tell you basically what they do. Dottie Dose, Echo Home Inspections, Inc. If you're looking to buy a house and you need that house inspected, please reach out to Dottie. Gary Hall with Remax Central. AD Supplies, they're the kind of the alternative to Uline, Granger, and the Carey Company. Stuart Ramirez of eSignature Realty. Tom Mirabali, if you listen to this show or my other shows, you hear Tom all over the radio. He's your independent insurance agent with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Pat Noon, PJN Tax Solutions Group. He's the guy that gets the IRS off your ASS. Credit Scores and More, plural, Credit Scores and More to get your free credit scores and more. And Joe Tribuzio of Universal Masonry Group. If you're looking to have anything done in your house, remodeling, finishing the basement, fixing that kitchen, fixing the bathrooms, Joe's your guy. So I want to thank the sponsors, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Now, of course, I'm Dan Frio. Thanks for coming back. We had a conversation. It's that time of year where you're looking to buy a house. You either buy a pre-existing home or you build one. I'll be honest with you, the building piece freaks me out. So that's why I invited Bill Vessel from Blackjack Builders in studio with us and Julie McAleer from Remax Hometown Properties. So the thing that attracted me to you guys is we had lunch and... This is what stood out to me. A lot of my marketing, or mostly all my marketing, is saying, you know what? Call me. You'll get me personally. And I still have people, and Alan can vouch for this. They'll call in. They don't want to talk to anybody but me. that's what I think helps. I hope that's what helps us stand apart a little bit from the rest, because, you know, my competition is Quicken. You'll never probably get the same person on Quicken if you apply online. You don't know where that data is going or where else is going. A lot of the other companies out there, they have teams and this and that. My thought, and every time I've visited a home building situation, I never got to deal with anybody except the salesperson, which is just trying to sell me on stuff. And it's a hard pressure sale and everything. The cool thing about you guys is I deal with Julie and I deal with Bill. And we could sit down as all three of us, or my wife and all you guys, and we could hash out exactly what we want, versus I'm only allowed to deal with the salesperson. I don't even know who's working on my house. Where you guys, it's like everything's incorporated. Like in my situation, I'm always there. Feel free to call me, text me, email me, whatever you want to do if you're in the mortgage process. And that's where you guys are. So do you have enough time to do all this? And that's probably how you just, I always say it, and I hate to say it this way, it's old school, but I like the old school piece.
People do like that.
Yeah.
People like it, the one-on-one.
Got
they
it.
Like to be noticed.
Yeah. So especially, I mean, you're buying a house for, you know, probably your median range is $300,000 to $500,000, let's say. I'm spending $500,000 on a home. I kind of want to know stuff, I guess. You know what I mean? So.
Right. So what Bill does when you meet with Bill, it's great because he walks you through the process. And then you also have meetings to pick out where you want your electrical to go, if you want special lights, if you any of those things, special doors. All that stuff. You get to customize everything.
Got it. Are you usually there on site? I'm assuming.
I am.
Every day. Basically every day. That's why I do the same thing.
Yes.
And Julie, how often are you there? Are you there all the time? Or you're basically on call?
Yeah.
It's basically on call. How to do it.
Got I'm there every day and then weekends.
Got it. And that's what attracted me to you guys, because it was like, you know, you deal with some of these other big builders and they're either track builders where you're dealing with a salesperson and that's it, or there's that point person involved in I want to know who's doing the work. Right. I always tell my clients, let me pull the curtains back. I'll explain every piece of this detail to you. And that's what you guys do.
Correct.
Which is really cool. So let's get on to the next piece of the puzzle. They want to get this done. Julie, you run into this all the time. Mm-hmm. You want people, they can't build a house or they can't buy a house unless they have the money. So God bless you. If you have cash, do whatever you want to do. But if you don't have the cash, you need the financing piece of things. So give me, let's assume that me and Alan aren't here right now. What's your, I guess you would, or are your good stories and your horror stories on people with the financing piece of the equation?
Well, the best stories are our clients that come in and they obviously put 20% down right there, based off of the total purchase price, including their upgrades.
Yeah.
We have had a few that have run into, they were initially conventional with a lesser percentage down.
Right.
And then they came back and told us they had to go FHA. So the day before the closing, we're trying to get a termite report done for their lender, which is not fun.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So there's a lot more requirements there. We've gotten them all done. It just definitely adds a little more pressure to the situation.
Got it.
So,
and that's what I'm a proponent of a team. We're all, the goal of all of us is, you know, we have this client out there and they're the boss. They want a home. They want to build a home. They want that dream to come true. They go to Julie and they find this house. Then they work with you and you guys build this house. But without the money, they can't really do anything. So that's why we're trying to partner up all together, saying, let's just have you have one-stop shop. Let's make sure you qualify. Let's go through the due diligence of getting you qualified. So when they get to that point, I would prefer, and I guess everybody sitting here at the table would prefer, we do your due diligence up front, because knowing that, because they'll come into you, Bill, and they'll say, okay, I like this house. It's the basics of it is, let's say, $300,000. Nobody stops at $300,000, do they?
No.
Got it.
No.
So walk through some standard upgrades that people do, usually what that costs them, and then how many times has that thrown a monkey wrench or a huge curveball in the financing piece, now we're all like, oh boy, now what? So what are a lot of the upgrades, and what's the norm people are doing, and where is that putting that price range, you know, area at?
The upgrades a lot of them do. I mean, everybody does granite and quartz nowadays. I mean, and a lot of times, depending on the price of the home, it's already included in there.
Okay.
You know, like basically me being a custom builder, I offer a lot of things that a lot of the builders do not. So if right. I go in there and I give them a price, there's a good portion. If they stick with it, they're not going to spend a whole lot more money. But the upgrades are just more of, you know, if you got Ranley, they might upgrade to an iron baluster and stuff like the iron spindles, or just more of the design work in the house, you know, more trim work, more decorative things, if anything.
Got it.
So everything else based on what they start at.
First. So how many times do you have where somebody's building that house, you're getting to, you're 80% done, and then it's like, can you?
Every day. Every day.
And every time somebody says, and I know it in my house, can we? Yeah. It's like, oh, geez, what's this going to cost me now?
Yeah.
So, again, somebody's pre-approved for $300,000, $350,000. They go to you, they find that model, and then they do their upgrades, and they're at $350,000. Now, they want to finish the basement. They want to put in some other stuff. Now that just added, and it adds up fast. I just did my basement. It flooded, and I just had to do some basic stuff to it. And I was like, seriously? It adds up fast.
Real fast.
So now, the financing piece. You have, okay, I was a pre-approver $350,000. Now I'm at $390,000. I mean, Julie, you know. I mean, this could throw a huge monkey wrench into the thing. So if we all work together, we can say, okay, when they approach you with the, we can automatically get involved and say, okay, let's run these numbers. What can we do? How can we do it? How can we make this work? Can we change your down payment down? Can we make all these adjustments to the financing piece to get that done? Because if they can't get the financing, they can't get into the house.
Right.
I'm going to end at this, and I'm going to ask you a question that's going to be kind of, how devastated were you during the crash? I was crushed. So God bless you for getting through it. How did you have a lot of developments going at that time? Or
I did. I had quite a bit.
What I'm trying to do is show everybody your stability.
Yeah.
If you got through that, dude, God bless you. Because you can get, when times are kicking like now, You got to be doing fantastic.
Thank you.
So, how did you have a lot of developments going at that time, or was it just mainly custom homes at that time?
Did
you have to change your formats?
No, actually, I had three, one model and two models going up, and I was a part owner in a neighborhood. So I had almost
and
a shopping center all at the same time.
Oh boy!
So I had a lot.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. So it's I got through it. It was a little hard at times, but it's not going to get you anywhere just sitting there.
Same here.
You know, doing nothing. So you just get back up and do it. And now I'm the only custom. We're the only custom builders out here in
the area.
Everything
else is production.
Yeah. Awesome.
So that's one reason people come to us too, because the base price, we can actually offer more for just a little bit more.
Got it.
And we've had several people that have looked at the production builders, and then they come to us because they want to move a laundry room upstairs or change a wall. And most of the builders, at least in our area, they won't do it.
Gotcha.
So we get a lot of business from that.
They won't even finish basements. We've done basements. We've done sheds. We put the fences in. We do everything.
Got it. That's awesome. That's awesome. God bless you, man. And like I said, I went through it too. So I always tell people I was humbled to be crushed because I'm sure you can vouch that you're probably a better person today than you were back then. So, again, let's conclude the show. How does everybody get a hold of you? So, Julie?
They need to call or text me. My number is 815-474-2244. Or they can look, like I said, online, any website through the MLS.
Got it.
And I can be reached at 815-482-0459. Or just look me up on Facebook under Blackjack Builders.
And they'll also be on my website on the sponsor page. Check out themortgageupdate.net. All the shows are posted there along with some podcasts and everything else to find all the sponsors of the show and everybody. So I want to thank you so much for coming in. I know it's a long drive for you guys from where you are all the way up to these neck of the woods. But I greatly appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck this spring, because I know it's going to be phenomenal, especially with the rates going on there.
Yes.
All right. Take care. We will be back. Don't go away.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. I want to thank my special guests, Julie McAuley of RE/MAX Hometown Properties and Bill Vessel of Blackjack Builders. They did a fantastic job. Check them out. If you're looking to build your own custom home, I mean, they'll work with you personally. And that's what attracted me to them, is because they're not that big track builder, and nothing against them, but they're not the big track builder where you go and you're just another number. And, you start building a home and you really have no direction, especially if things go awry, you don't really know where to go. So right now, what I want to talk about is, I always try to conclude the show with some kind of credit hack or credit information. If you've been under a rock, you don't know this, but there's a new credit scoring system coming out that's freaking out a lot of people. According to FICO, there's about 40 million people going to get negatively affected by this new system. So let me talk briefly about the credit scoring systems, what they are, how they work, and will you be affected? Will you be affected with this change? Okay, so I'm not going to try to bore you to death, but let me condense it as quick as I can. So the credit scoring systems contain three major parts. It's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So mostly everybody knows that. Okay, where people don't know, or what people don't know, is how many scores there are. There's over 30 of them, believe it or not. So let me break down one piece of this puzzle. And I know I've done other shows about this, but I can't be more, I can't stress it enough, because this plays a major role in your life. If you're looking to buy a car, if you're looking to get a job, if you're looking for insurance, if you're looking for a credit card, you want to get a student loan, all of this, even a job, all of it can and will be affected by your credit scores. So let me break it down. TransUnion, for example, we'll start with that, has three different models. I'm going to say it's A, B, and C. Okay. Under each one of those A, B, and C's, there's four different subcategories. The subcategories break out to, what is your mortgage score? What is your credit card score? What is your auto score? And what is your insurance score? So again, TransUnion Series A has four different credit scores. TransUnion has three models, A, B, and C. Each one of those models has four different submodels that we just went over. So every one of these models has at least 12 different scores. So TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian has each minimally 12. So you have 36 scores. What's happening now is there's a new version coming out. So the new credit bureau system is going to be a FICO 10. Okay, a FICO 10. What that means to you is there's going to be one score out of over 36 scores that is getting this change to it. Okay, so in the mortgage division, and I'll talk about mortgages, we use a TransUnion, let's say Series B mortgage score. That isn't going to be affected by this new FICO 10 that's coming out. At some point, someday, maybe in the future, mortgage companies might use that, but currently and in the near future, they're not. So it will affect some people. It's going to affect 40 million people, but it might not be, it's going to affect their credit score for their FICO 10, but it might not really affect them at all. It will affect their FICO 10, but if you're looking for a car, probably not going to affect you. If you're looking for homeowners insurance, might not affect you. If you're looking for a credit card, might not affect you, unless one of those captions or sections of the business is going to use that new FICO 10 score. I hope you get it. Again, there's one additional score going to be added to the 36 plus already scores that will create a score for you that is probably going to be, in FICO's case, they're saying 40,000 people will probably see 20 points, a 20-point reduction in their credit scores. But before you freak out, you might not even be phased, because what you're doing in life might not even deal with the new FICO credit score that's out there. So let me recap this. You're looking to buy a car. Don't worry. The car agency who does the financing, they use your Equifax Series A car score. They're probably not going to use the new FICO 10 score. You know, what I'm looking at this, I think it's a big hype for people to sell you things such as credit scoring systems, credit monitoring systems, credit this, credit hacking systems, all the stuff. So every time you see, you know, their credit report is coming up with another score and it's going to affect you, you better do something about it. Then you'll see 50 ads on what you should buy or subscribe to. So don't be caught up in the hype because it's probably not going to affect you. Now, what I got to address is if you sent me an email in the last few days, it might have got returned to you. So let me explain what's happening. And what happened is we're rebranding our company. We have a ton of new technology that came in place. We have a whole new computer system that we're putting in place. We have an app for your phone that you could basically do everything you need to do right there on your phone. You can click apply, pull your credit, put in all your information. We can pull your pay stubs and everything through the system. You can basically be approved within 5 minutes. So what happened is there was basically a hiccup in the whole system that when we made this changeover for the name and our URL and everything else, that we lost the ability to go back and forward all of our emails. So if you need to get in touch with me, please reach me now at danny.frio@preferredrate.com. That's Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, .frio@preferredrate.com. Let me go over some of the things that we've rebranded and we've redone. Our technology is going to be out of the roof. You're going to be able to do everything on your phone if you want to. I'm still there if and when you need me. I pride myself on all of my commercials. To reach me personally, call 844-775-LOAN. You can still do that. But you're going to see in the process that everything has changed. You still have the same people, but the processes and the products are the same or much better. We're adding a whole slew of products into the mix. We're going to have better reverse mortgages, one close purchase building loans. If you need an I-10 loan, we can help you. If you need a bank statement loan, we can help you. We're going to be able to do renovation loans better. We're going to be able to do reverse mortgages better. Our rates are getting better. Our guidelines are expanding. We have more options on down payment assistance. We have all this stuff. We can process your paperwork faster. We have a keys to close within a 2-week time frame. We have all of this stuff at our fingertips right now. So we rebranded the whole company as of February 1st, but there was some snafus in the back end that just hindered us from being able to access some of our old data. So I apologize. So to reach me now, you can email me at danny.frio@preferredrate.com. I haven't changed companies, same person, same place, same staff, same products, plus more, same rates, plus better. So that's how you can reach me. So the email is danny.frio@preferredrate.com. My phone number is the same. It's 844-775-LOAN. And you can also reach me on the web at thefrioteam.com. So I want to thank all my sponsors, Dottie Dose, Echo Home Inspections, Inc. If you're looking to buy a house and you need that house inspected, please reach out to Dottie. Gary Hall with RE/MAX Central. AD Supplies, they're the kind of the alternative to Uline, Granger, and the Carey Company. Stuart Ramirez of eSignature Realty. Tom Mirabali, if you listen to this show or my other shows, you hear Tom all over the radio. He's your independent insurance agent with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Pat Noon, PJN Tax Solutions Group. He's the guy that gets the IRS off your ASS. Credit Scores and More. Plural, Credit Scores and More, to get your free credit scores and more. And Joe Tribuzio of Universal Masonry Group. If you're looking to have anything done in your house, remodeling, finishing the basement, fixing that kitchen, fixing the bathrooms, Joe's your guy. So I want to thank the sponsors. Take care. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Call Dan today at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or online at thefrioteam.com.